Christian from Alternative Radio down in Boulder, Colorado. Coming up on CQT is Dramatext. Good evening and welcome to the January 25th edition of Dramatext. Tonight we'll be listening to Ira Cohen's The Stauffenberg Cycle. Cohen was an influential American poet, publisher, photographer, and filmmaker. Born in 1935, he passed away in 2011. Lived much of his life in New York. He's known for his works with William Burroughs, Brian Gysin, and Angus McLees. For more detailed information on Cohen and his work, check out his web page, wiki page. And now here is his work, The Stauffenberg Cycle, put out on Paris Records in 2007.
Victoria's poem. Suppose a river or a drop of water. Suppose the absence of hands and gloves. Suppose a metaphysical balloonist, an involuntary imposter. Suppose you are flying through the crystal lattice of an approaching monsoon, or that while banking on clouds over Mount Everest, we drop a handful of silver glitter on the very peak of your dream, which stands before us like beauty on its knees. I give you a condensation of miracles protected by foam fingers of mutable fantasy, a walled city in the open heart of the sea. You are the premonition of silver stallions rearing in the air, instantaneous as an explosion of confetti, impertinent as a whale's nose. If you hear that I am spreading false rumors about the universe, or that I have traded a kingdom of mirrors for the space between a snail's horns, you will realize that poets cannot forget their own amnesia. Remember Frankenstein raging across the Arctic wastes because you left off at the eyelashes and the glue is nowhere to be found, because you saw Lenin pouring boiling water into the secret toilets of last night, because you have a fungoid friend who knows that snakes are deaf and smell with their tongues. The poet will stay up until dawn, putting broken eardrums in the full perspective of atonal subtleties, trying not to think of the left eye of a crocodile. Remember Alexander and how he failed to escape the double door's implacable majesty. And yet I can tell you of an octopus which got out of a tightly closed cigar box, leaving no mouth bones behind. Do you see what I mean? We form with our lips an inexpressible alphabet, no titan in harness, but a graceful fluke in the albino mystery of a mountain which, sleeping, flashes heliographical messages in the sun. Oh, where is the powder inhaled by the mirror, or the bright wings shivering in the cold light of a transparent mantle? A blind Chinese swordsman is throwing darts through the shadows of falling leaves. Listening to the sound of the spindles spinning, he awaits the pale usher sliding out of the dark. Just so the mind changes, like a dreaming projectionist who finds himself in Africa, only to awake in an empty theater devoid of memories. A man who is not allowed to dream will become insane. It is better to make chairs out of the giant bones of a beached whale than to walk straight lines in poisoned shoes of eternity. The mystery is proclaimed by the growing fingernail. This is real timing. 1 second before the planet blows up, I find the words to speak to you. The less light, the more beautiful the mask. Through our fingers, the mask maker takes and gives back our faces. The bandages fall off, we leave our traces. I was balanced in the foundry and wanted to be made. I was found in the balance and made wanting. I have been bound to the valence and wanting weighed. In the time of change, we will become even more strange. Naked with flowing white hair, they come through the window. I wonder if I am truly there when she reminds me of the sacred tanned, the glittering nothingness which bewilders even the most secret heart in the circle of lovers. Matchless diamond ringing with the sound of a million echoes, thinner than the tick or tin of dreams and the starboard mast I am tied to. Struck in the mouth where truth is made, Tristan Tzara, and still climbing. You were the Chinese man in the time of the Great Wall. I was the Chinese woman who wrote poems and waited for white wet faces on a night when candles burn down faster. It is the blue-white line in the blue-white snow, purity of Everest, a line I hardly can see in a fold of snow, folded, and your blue-green lips hanging in the branches of a tree. Prepare the silver bullet then, for I am growing uneasy out of doors. Retractable claw. There's something weird about things, the way they reach out of the unbearable daily obvious while we long for the flash of another world, born of that which is locked in and then unlocks itself. Are we all just talking endlessly to ourselves? Better catch the sound of it, the lonely shape of it, singing, winging, flinging it on its way. There were some very high moments indeed. How can we deny them? Here comes the black. You cannot see it there. It exists in the Artanian dimension, where I too am ready to fly or flee them, hiding behind the black curtains. I just want to give it away. Every sense I mean, the wounds grow deeper and force the soul to bay. Yet the time will change in the master's hand. And when the music is played, the dancing horses of Sybaris will dance again, and armies will be brought to their knees, and those false shepherds who came and talked to me at night, cool weaponed and unscrupulous, I shivered them to know that below the visage of beauty, there wears a mask of terror. Again we are overflowing the inane chorus of the false dawn, and this day too I am holding in my hand, while there on the wave itself, that wave of unmeasurable mystery between the always followed and the always following. If I break the frenzied bark before I'm cast adrift, already a bird has left my body, and from the wound a poison slowly drips. I almost think I see the stranger, never approaching. How then can I hide behind this veil of poetry? For he knows what may be hidden by the white ash, and that which will be revealed by the black. When the time comes, I hope that I can cast away too. Then perhaps the winds will open in the ear of the prodigal, and I will hold up my bloody mirror with your face traced on its face. Let it be graved on the moon, my gypsy Christ, your eloquent kiss, your nettle embrace, your purple and your black, skeins of skeins. It is the terror of waste that goads the living and shelters the song. There still may be a way to sneak into heaven, for if when you call, the beast finally comes to rape the dream through eternal replay. No minds, no minds, blown, flown, countersown. There are many days before the stained stars drop out of the skies. The enemy's toxin seeps into sleep like the dark phantoms which veer over the ultimate house of snow. What is hidden by the brightness? What is hiding in the darkness? The iron dream is rusting in this age, undepleted by ghosts. And finally, there is a real plane in flames. It's like crashing into a mountain under which others are still mining. There is no end ever. There never can be any end. And yet you can see it ending before your eyes. This ending is a rending of laughter. By divine laughter, you summon the flame, the beast, the unholy mirror, doing by undoing. Nothing will be left undone. It is between such spaces, afforded in excess, where I claim the debt of a waking dream, subject to the tide of your presence. I sing of such comings and goings as the mind knows and the heart only guesses at. We cannot but be undefiled, for if the mind is a fresco, which peeling we refuse to restore, and if the heart is the only crucible confirmed by every law, then my soul and your soul, held by the beat of some cosmic rhyme, together tread the measure, tortured by the paleness of time. It was a real plane in flames. It fell yesterday out of the sky. I remembered then how the stranger touched my cheek. Oh, holy touch, oh, holy cheek. The cycle too went up in flames. In little deaths we die, piece by piece. And when the stranger was gone, I saw that I was the stranger all along. But what in your other hand lies concealed? This gift that I give you, this laughter, this exquisite geometry, these dangling lines, the skulls and wires seen through a glass, the light as it turns out of itself, the scene that will pass, this hand which encircles this flame, this silver dust, this song which will last, this scorpion whip, this silver tip, this play we play, this instant in our hand. This pain in your heart, these lips I understand, this precious beast made of teeth and roses, and you are this play, and this play never ends, and you are this play never ends, this shadow which neither of us understands, between the days of ecstasy and betrayal. There is a malady in the house of my homeland. The smell of shit is everywhere. Your eyes are closed with the powder of deceit. Flames shoot up with the crackle of lemon juice. My bags are packed with compassion for dead children. The one-legged dream of a hopeless program, the license to kill, is edged in black by kickback counterfeiters of freedom's downfall.
Thank you.
Holy smoke. Taking Tuesday back or removing the black figure from the constellation of karma would only condemn us to experience again and again the time loop of history as in the relentless barrage of TV sets and a world without an audience. There is something in the air, you said, dreaming of a plane crashing into the twin towers of Nostradamus. Nor was there any security when you took your flight back across the Atlantic a week later. A shudder in the loins engenders there the broken wall, the burning roof and tower, and Agamemnon dead. Walking up the stairs, the firefighters could not put out the fire from the heavens. Black smoke encircled the crowns, and the heat passed even Dante's depiction of the Inferno's daily routine. What is the way to true reconciliation? What is it that we must reconcile to break the chain of our own making? How to lure the Lightbringer back to paradise? Don't expect answers from the man with the bullhorn. Ask the Shambhala masters or David Carradine, the Kung Fu champion. Remember Bamiyan and the blown up head of Buddha. It will take detachment to detach. Attachment will only take us straight into the trap, there where all the bullion lies buried, below the 3,000 dead. P.S. The money goes through Switzerland. Amygdala. I don't want to be with everybody else. I just want to be with you. I don't mind being passed by, as long as you can see what I mean. I'm not impressed by the word revolution, but I adore transformation. Patriotism I equate with madness. In you there is recognition. The danger of acceptance is mediocrity. It will never be too late for such as we. I am in the sky's charge. In the daytime, I burn like a candle. In the nighttime, I conceal myself in a shadow. Visible breath for Cesar Vallejo. This breath of yours, visible in winter, the veil rising over the invisible, separating the visible from the visible. You are the sole errant in the crystal circle of the monocle, or light in streams of light streaming, a figure in shredded black tissue, Chaldean priest. Ascend spiraling upwards like smoke and be no more. poem to the Hudson River. Horrendous jaws breathing flames of amphibian conflict, glowing prows of unconscious ships, they too have arrived in the burning fire without thinking. The one light bulb burning on the far side of space whirls like a chakra of psychedelic light, and the Mela looks like New York from the Jersey side. Oh, unfortunate Hudson, luckless river of gray despair, accept one cast-off garland of flowers, one head of human hair, from this point, Priyag, where three great rivers meet. This sacred city of neon water running down from Shiva's head to be caught by your fingerless hands. I tell you, there are saints. By the dozens they are coming. And like sugar, they are melting, resolving the dew. Avdut says that the spirit is unconquerable, and it chooses for itself the way of the heart as the channel by which to reach you. Unfortunate Hudson, going nowhere in a hurry, may the silver slip of our night nectar your relevant destiny. How strange to see the wax in a moon which is waning. Rudraksh, you told all the shadows to dance for me, but in my heart the clock stood still for death on New Road. There in the platinum pendulum and reflected in the glassed-in face of Buddha, what was that dog carrying a flattened corpse with no back legs, startling us on the way down the hill? Is it normal that the animals scream every night, that my legs and heart ache so in the futile attempt to capture a dream of flowers bursting through the concrete corpse of humankind? Death was not trapped in the broken cage outside the temple of the Virgin Goddess. It was merely taunting the enraged eye of the casual beholder. I will try to keep all blood inside these veins, though it yearns to sate your thirst. There is a knocking at my heart. Don't mistake it for a stranger. BV, her lips are dry. Death shambling through the stars, oh, a shambler of stars, a star shambler, there is still enough light to read by. It's time for a new purple calf, Jennifer. Slow violin music, tape stretching, your hand caressing my left ear. Intercut death coming over walls, climbing over the smoky horizon, clock towers, and a bright patch of silver. All the many deaths coming one after another, everything wearing the face of death, the untold millions, all of them laughing, dodging their henchmen they carry with them, the unsigned contracts. The price of meat is going up, and we will vacate tomorrow. The legions of star-faced ones bearing down the long avenues of pain, assemble, licked clean in flame of holocaust and shame. Ducts and fangs and vents which disclose terror in the poisoned calyx. Death in the arms of a winged Garuda holds a machete to chop the flesh of animal hunger. Death in the arms of death wears a mask in the shape of a skull and makes everyone laugh in the street. We are strung out on bones. Wake up, O living entities. How long will you sleep in the lap of the Maya witch? Jiva Jago. Jiva Jago. Of bread, I would wait at least one moment before breaking the sunrise. The Arm of the Dorji. 1. Sunyata, Song to the Winter Sun. There was much wind, but I knew not how to call it. A room full of strangers, how familiar the feeling. How cold it must be, barefoot at the fountain, when the sun goes down. How the brown people love the blonde baby. The white horse which looks out from the wall suggests a journey I once might have taken. A covered memory, reeking of sulfur. Words, they can go anywhere. And they tell me where I come from, the name of my planet, the empty space which was my home. The condemned murderer longs for a firing squad, knows where to put the shadows you keep inside. Between hands there are worlds of ashes and thunder, silent collisions of meaning, the utter sugar of nights taken for granted. They say the sun rises every day, that sleep is incidental, I say myself. And so I look for your face at dawn, rising over my grief, over the twice-told terrain, violet with ciphers. Suffused with your eternal smile, I would offer my flesh to your tiger, turn your stone wheels with my water. Longing for the peaks, the stars say it will be clear. Let us meet in the sky then, till we come closer down here. 2. The Day of the Basilisk, the Wayfarer's Song. It started in the dark room, thinking that night had fallen at dawn. Then arising, we glued red eyes into the dry sockets of a dead bird, its belly full of dirty cotton. Then across the paddies and out of the town, where familiar figures of Kleist and Eschenbach rise from the road in eddies of dust, the voice of the changeling names the day of the basilisk, usurped from the tyrant's quest to know how not to maim the gilded hind of self-knowledge. Lichavi sirens, shortchanged of a renaissance, spread out cracked wooden arms, split skulls of haunting beauty, smiling. Mud mortis made by nature distract Protean comments, fearful of what is hidden, while the delicate head of Mahadev, whittled by the wind, still seals the lingam in the ancient temple. We look with Medusa's eyes at the firstborn fruits, the full breasts of the river, where there is no infidelity. The golden larva with the royal face of Narayan, hold it by its tail and call it by its name, Narayan, Narayan. It will dance for you and shake its head. It lives only on air. We do not know if it is alive or if it is dead, so gilded its beauty. The face of Vishnu etches a dream of ancient seas tinted with fallen light. Your face is everywhere. Your glory rings out over the peaks, capped with flame. Your shadow is enclosed within your shadow. You watch yourself falling. While falling, you watch yourself looking down. You want to pick up the Tamang corpse. No one will touch. You call the children of darkness, refute the wasted years of salt poured into furrows. You see the thread needled to the hem of night, betrayed by the shinbone of day, where the fear is burned away. You look with basilisk eyes, turning the day to stone, touched and transfigured by the human, by the changing, by the eternal, the always repeating, alone. The Stauffenberg Cycle, for Julian Beck in Eternity. Was habe ich hier verloren in diesem Land? What have I lost here in this land? Hans Magnus Enzensberger. Left Kathmandu on winter solstice, arrived Munich 10:30 a.m., December 22nd, 1977. Arrival. Hermann Göring screamed at me, demanding 1 Deutschmark for the use of a pushcart at German customs. He muttered to himself abashed when I told him to shove it up his ass. 10 years too late, a monument. 23 December. So Venus has 7 screws in her left leg, and Orpheus has 1 screw in his heart, which is left of center. Only one block away is Badestrasse, where a pregnant woman and two children pose with machine guns. Can there be humor in terrorism? Will the first X over the picture of Wackernagel spread over the undisguised faces of Europe? Will the daughters of the pastors betray the sheep to the wolves, prowling, hopeless? And Julian Beck, crawling in the dust, carries on a hopeless legacy, like the reincarnation of Emma Goldman, wandering in the streets, shroudless and alone. I think Thomas is right. Only the 300-kilo glue on the doors of Germany's banks could make them aware of the terror once sacred like sacrifice in the time of gods gone by. 24 December, Christmas Eve. She says I shouldn't leave Germany without making a poem free of malice. A poem celebrating something as if it would not be the self-evident statement of a man who cannot by blood refuse the conventional grievance nurtured by history. We spoke of a curtain rising, knowing it bore the word hysteria in place of history. And of course, there were always those same fat figures making their vulture songs on the currency of greed. And so I willingly accept the pain and guilt, not on knees, but on feet of gold, and know that there is a flame yet unignited, a laser staircase on which such gods might ascend to strains of glory Kriemhild never dreamed of. But then awake to these extra cerebral knots of nostalgia and the thrilling fear, suspicious of what awaits a single Parsifal in a world careless of horses. Still in love with Klingsor, tied to an impossible past and a lust for survival at any expense, they schlepped their corsages of approval from Bahnhof to Bahnhof, and I was moved enough by the face of Frederica Krabbe to make a crooked star shine above her head on the wanted poster pasted on the front door of the Schwabinger Krankenhaus. It is Christmas Eve, and I realize I am in a country where one can count on angels hiding in surprising places, and that the potential gleam exceeds your request, shines by necessity in a way only I can know, a brilliant flash in the oven of your soul, taking on the karma of unpublished love and ready to fall on knees, broken by fate. There will never be a last day of this war, my love, and he who was shot will rise in eternity to praise the open heart which forgets itself in recognition of doom covering the kindred. The elephant need not be caged. A circle of steel spikes is enough to keep it from escaping, but there is no place to hide, Zelsam and loaded with ivory. Night of the 25th, Christmas, a Mad Hatter's meeting with Otto, Joachim, Wolfgang Amadeus, and Thomas, tearing apart a half-Jewish chicken. Suddenly on the TV screen, a Christmas special, The Merchant of Venice. Joachim likes to take LSD when he works as a machinist. Otto, dreaming of Bangkok, turns up the Schlager music and makes Wolfgang run out screaming, "Sadism! Sadism!" Thomas smokes a cigarette with conscious elegance and asks dialectical questions as hypothetical Davids stand frozen in eternity. Chaplin is dead. December 26th. Better to be carrying bananas in Africa than to be the god of Europe. Goebbels, too, might be digging Rhapsody in Blue or even Charlie Parker in 1977. München ist für Hündchen. Every true German knows he must have a dog. And there his soul runs from silver or golden leash to the whimpering kiss of his heart's reflection. Training can be draining. And the trainer, conditioned by the dog's reflex, empties another can of dog food to feed an ego chained by hunger. Mein Hoff, my hope, is greater than any traitor. And Bader was better. Let the dogs bark later. 27 December. Der Ruhm der Welt ist wie ein Windesrauschen, das bald von hier, bald von dort her kommen. Den Namen mit der Richtung pflegt zu tauschen. Dante, Purgatorio 11, 100. The glory of the world is like a rustle of wind, which coming first from here, then from there, usually confuses the name with the judgment. The point, of course, was not to make it good again, wieder gut machen, but to make it good. And what you lost, brother, you still don't know. Nor did you dare to venture forth to search songless in other lands what you lost and cursed your elders for. Only your children know the meaning of false apologies, curdling like mother's milk gone sour. The lines of rectitude, sowing hatred in the stuttering dawn. These grave pits you stand in, as if they were level land, and still wondering what you lost without the courage to die. Not here, you cried, brother, not here. Why not hear then the sound of bullets fired by the children? Why not hear the anguish nurtured by grasping hands? For here is the song you have been waiting for, oh brother. Here is the song of your siren, screaming in the night. And now, without understanding still, brother, you condemn your children's cry. Love them as you despise your elders, or you will live to know why. Believe me, you will live to know why. Don't make it good again, brother. You need your police cars for other things. These are not real synagogues, brother. Only cultural replicas you cannot go near. They are not sellable like your plaster pharaohs, and your bedpans are overflowing with cheap champagne. Just make it good, brother, but make it good in here. This Wunderpanzer is the doom of your heartland, brother. Better let your armor down. Wilhelm Reich may be dead, brother, and panthers prowl your streets. Your women are lusting for the Turks, brother, and your men are full of fear. Your winning was always your losing, brother, and your losing was no losing, brother. O heirs of Hagen in black leather, be undeceived by the wet tongues of your dogs. It is time to celebrate your own mongrel longings, brother. Time to love the terror you left to your children. For they are your only hope, brother. Sons and daughters of a cowardly despair, the arbiters of justice, they bring you the truth you never could bear. I tell you, Hitler is alive and feeding fish in the Ganga.
And good evening. That was Ira Cohen and his work, The Stauffenberg Cycle. We heard a number of poems in that cycle. Victoria's Poem. This is Real Timing. Cocaine. Retractable Claw. But What is Concealed? Dirge. Holy Smoke. Amygdala. Visible Breath. Poem. On the River. Rudder Crash. The Army and the Stauffenberg Cycle itself. That was produced by Paris Records down in Texas in 2007. You can check out their catalog for all of their releases. Next, we'll go on in the last part of the show to hear the work of Deanne De Prima. Deanne De Prima is an American poet, artist, prose writer, memoirist, social justice activist. She's authored nearly a dozen books, and her work has been translated widely. She's now 85 years old. She lives in Brooklyn, and she's primarily known for her earlier work in the 50s and 60s when she moved around in the American beat circle. So here's some of her work, Deanne De Prima.
And this, someone said, might be my Amuse poem, but I have no idea. It's called a parawit, which means she has appeared or he has appeared. This title I stole from Pound. There is some sweet woman whose words I have never seen, who springs full-blown into mind. It is as if she had printed a large book and her work was full and satisfied. And she, satisfied in the loves of both sexes, not strung out by the rappel à l'ordre, not straining or excusing herself or defiant, strident, angry, not pushed out of shape. She has moved gracefully from fleshly maidenhood to the lean delights of the mother. She is serene with the grace and gentleness of the warrior. The spear, the harp, the book, the butterfly are equal in her hands. There is a woman who is full of grace. Her lap is ample and empty. She is not abstract or sheepish. There are no tendons straining in her neck. Her voice is not milk and honey. It is not harsh. It is a voice, her voice. She writes whatever suits her. She moves where she pleases. She casts a variable shadow. There is a woman whose poems are bread and meat, hyacinth, nightmare, crepe paper. I close a window. She is not reflected in it, but I see her silhouette against the glass. She is crisp as ice, is soft as Russian vowels. Oh, sweet whore, innocent power, my fiend, perfect fraud, you innocence sniffing my hand. Your inner ear is the acoustic chamber of stars. You commit this poem like a ripe plum I devour here in a desert whose fountain no caravans stream toward. Oh, shadow sister. And then the next poem is called Autour de, which means around, surrounding. Do you understand? There is a surround in which she runs long-legged, naked, with nothing to answer to. It is outer space, more intimate than your blood, closer than marrow, where she spins toward no ultimate, where song never resolves into a major chord, and the light remains gritty, bright, beyond rods and cones. A medium thick as molten brass and finer than spun filaments of ether. She is not mother, lover, sister, maid, or friend. In that surround, she is greasy, terrible, long-limbed and empty, common as broken glass. She reflects no light but her own.
That was worth $10. I think that was. Obviously, it was kept at $10 because of the contributions of folks like Marlene's Market in Delhi. No BHT, no preservatives. Yes to Marlene's Market in Delhi. That's the only health food store I know of in South King County. It's in Federal Way. It's outstanding. Wonderful things. And Marlene was really sweet. And we did a trade for mentions on the radio show. So thank you, Marlene, on 320th and Federal Way. And they also have a store in Tacoma off right by the mall. 38th Street, exactly. The Raven Chronicles helped out with some advertising. The Institute for Community Leadership is a co-sponsor and are facilitating the Sunday event. Open Books is selling books, and they will be doing so here in about a minute and a half. The Auburn Arts Commission is going to give us a check. The State Commission for the Humanities, which helped out with this and the Super Bowl of Poetry, and then also for Ed Sanders. and the King County Arts Commission. Also, the King County Arts Commission paid for this soundproofing, so you didn't hear that freight train, or you heard it, but just a little bit. I want to again thank Percy Hilo for helping out, doing it in the spirit of the 60s and community and really helping out in a good way. Also, Jason, our intern, Brian Love, who's helped me out a great deal. Tomorrow's the workshop. Thank you for coming out to the Splab. We have a writer's circle every Thursday night. We have the only regular teen slam in the state every Friday. We'll resume next week with two more slams, then the finals on December 3rd. Some amazing kids, and we'd really appreciate your support. With that said, I'm Paul Nelson. Thanks for coming out. Drive safely home. Doc, how about some miles?
Hello, everybody. I read this morning at the Annie Wright School, and I thought about what I wanted to do now. And I thought, well, I read early stuff in the morning. A lot of the youngsters are interested in the beat stuff. And I thought I'd like to more move on to some later stuff, not very, very late necessarily, this evening, but I'm also open to reading anything that I have with me that somebody wants to hear. And also, I'm going to keep this down to 45 minutes so we can have a little question and answer if we want it. Okay, that's the only game rules that I know. When I was thinking what to read first, I thought, well, you know, I had been talking to Paul this morning about a poem I'd written years and years ago about, I've been talking to him about coming to Tacoma in the early 70s to do poetry in the schools, and how they had put me up at this five-story motel that they were very proud of because it had two smokestacks across from it that had the only sulfuric acid in America coming out of them. And I had been writing a lot of traveling. I wrote a whole book of poems called Poetry Road, journals and poems of these trips. I was working for the NEA, started in 71, started in Wyoming. They wanted a poet there. They didn't know how to find a local one. So they called the Poetry Center in San Francisco, of course. That's one of our main exports, right? So, and from there, I wound up working in many places. And some of the adventures were kind of, I thought I'd start off reading a couple of those traveling poems and share with you the glamorous life that it has been. There's all kinds of different kinds of stuff, and when I was picking tonight, I just sort of went here and there, and I guess I'll stay with what I picked. This poem has a square brackets around its title, and the title is Dream of Emily Dickinson as Immaterial Surf Breaking. Without sea, a beach is sounded, tales of air breaking on air, the long strand, far as the mind, bright surf. Legend is land under my feet, and I stand, sun twice reflected, bouncing into the room, dogs weeping. The dream was of Dickinson, waves crashing, La Plage, flat, geometric, and all in the mind. I'm just going to keep going. They're not all street women poems, but this section had several things I wanted to read. Her dream. You are walking the streets of Omaha with a husband long dead. You are telling the aged dancer, who is crying by now, of boats to forgotten islands. And you wake into a residence of the mind, withdrawn, textured, The title, Coming to Terms with Impermanence, is on your lips. And for Loba, I'd like to finish with the last of the street poems, street women poems, and then one poem that kind of might be a reflection on it. First is called Ishtar. Deliberate as a shell of a body you offer, ungainly on the steps. Scratch of your voice in the shadows, 3 a.m. Gold shorts and hot pink tights. High heels and that ravaged face. What are you selling, anyway? Deliberate, your limbs, dislocated, awkward from drugs, you caricature the human stream, enfold the secret essence, perfect, bittersweet, though it does to death. Oh, sister, softer than watered silk, gray, white, black shadows of your ebony skin, your heart, edible as chocolate. You enclose the prize, and you know it. Gate of death, encumbrance, golden morning of the world, you offer it like poisoned silk to the grinding, belching traffic, hordes of dirty men, like poisoned, watered silk to wrap them round. And back to the street women here. It's called Medusa Gazebo. Blue babies birthing, a thrown away corsage, orchids for Halloween, the day of the dead. She is fair brown flesh for sale, for low bidders in plaid jackets, vaunting new age patriotism of ghoul and shadow country. Don't go too near the edge, I want to tell her. I whisper it to her thousand tiny braids, knotted at her neck. She bends her head, looks at her cold tortillas, decides to eat no more. No problem party poem. First glass broken on patio, no problem. Forgotten sour cream for vegetables, no problem. Lewis McAdams, tough lower jaw, no problem. Cops arriving to watch belly dancer, no problem. Plastic bags of melted ice, no problem. Wine on antique tablecloth, no problem. Scratchy stereo, no problem. Neighbor's dog, no problem. Interviewer from Berkeley Barb, no problem. Absence of more beer, no problem. Too little dope, no problem. Leering neuropins, no problem. Cigarette butts on the altars, no problem. Marilyn vomiting in planter box, no problem. Phoebe renouncing love, no problem. Lewis renouncing Phoebe, no problem. Hungry ghosts, no problem. Absence of children, no problem. Heat, no problem. Dark, no problem. Arnica scattered in nylon rug, no problem. Ashes in bowl of bleached bones and juniper berries, no problem. Lost sati tape, no problem. Loss of temper, no problem. Arrogance, no problem. Boxes of empty beer cans and wine bottles, no problem. Thousands of styrofoam cups, no problem. Gregory Corso, no problem. Allen Ginsberg, no problem. Diane De Prima, no problem. Ann Waldman's veins, no problem. Dick Gallup's birthday, no problem. Joanne Kiger's peyote and rum, no problem. Wine, no problem. Coca-Cola, no problem. Getting it on in the wet grass, no problem. Running out of toilet paper, no problem. Decimation of pennyroyal, no problem. Destruction of shell hair clasp, no problem. Paranoia, no problem. Claustrophobia, no problem. Growing up on Brooklyn streets, no problem. Growing up in Tibet, no problem. Growing up in Chicano, Texas, no problem. Belly dancing, certainly no problem. Figuring it all out, no problem. Giving it all up, no problem. Giving it all away, no problem. Devouring everything in sight, no problem. What else in Alan's refrigerator? What else in Anne's cupboard? What do you know that you haven't told me yet? No problem, no problem. No problem. Staying another day? No problem. Getting out of town? No problem. Telling the truth? Almost no problem. Easy to stay awake. Easy to go to sleep. Easy to sing the blues. Easy to chant sutras. What's all the fuss about? It decomposes. No problem. We pack it in boxes. No problem. We swallow it with water. Lock it in the trunk. Make a quick getaway. No problem.
So that concludes this week's edition of Dromatext. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another hour-long presentation of the spoken word. We concluded the show tonight with the work of Deanne De Prima. We heard a number of her poems, A part, Autour de, Close, Dream of Emily Dickinson, Her Dream, Ishtar, and Medusa Gazebo. And that last one was No Problem. That concludes this week's in-home edition of Dromatext. We'll be back next week, 8 p.m., for another hour-long edition of Dromatext, bringing you an hour of the spoken word.
Gem Art Center is pleased to present When Big Man Talk, the exhibit. Come experience a captivating fusion of paintings, photography, and immersive virtual reality experience in one. To kick off the exhibit, Jam Arts is presenting the film African Redemption, The Life and Legacy of Marcus Garvey, screening January 31st at 7 p.m. at the Maison de la Culture Côte des Neiges. Then experience When Big Man Talk, the exhibit, from February 3 to 10 at Galerie Lucie Michel, and after that from February 11 to 14 at the UNIA. For tickets, call 438-507-9258. Or head to jam-montreal.com and click Jam Arts Center.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We have been running a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters for the last couple years, and the phone number has recently changed. You can now reach us at 438-858-6116. We would like to thank Fed Phone Line for providing us with this number for free. They wanted us to tell you that they help save money to inmates' family and friends by reducing the cost of collect calls. For more information about their company, you can go to fedphoneline.com. So again, our new number is 438-858-6116. You can call us collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison at that number. As always, we're an all-volunteer collective and don't always manage to answer the phone. If you can leave a message, please do. If you are calling collect and we don't pick up, try again next time you can get to the phone. And again, our phone number is 438-858-6116, and you can call us collect from Riviere de Prairie Prison or Bordeaux Prison.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
The words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know, and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You're this or you're that.
Everybody's psychoanalyzed.
Hi, I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. J'aurais fait l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT, Radio McGill.
Look, Grant Hart.